across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, morning, guys. Welcome to Wednesday.
Good morning. How are we today? Good.
Really good, yeah.
Now, pumped up.
Jade, totally forgot yesterday. You met a new friend.
I did.
You went on your long-awaited friend date.
Friend date.
What's her name?
Alicia.
Alicia. How'd it go?
Yeah, really good. We had a great time. So we, she's a bodyboarder, and she thought she'd invite me along to go for a surf together. And we met at Dixon Park, went out for a surf. We're probably out for like maybe an hour and a half or so.
Nice one. That's awesome.
It was really, really good. And like, she's great. Hey, taught me a couple of things. So
did you guys go for a coffee afterwards or?
No, I just went
maybe
home.
A dessert?
I was starving and I had to go to the post office.
Your life went from brilliant to thrilling.
Question for you, Jade. Yeah. First 5 minutes of meeting her, what was it like? Bit awkward or totally fine?
No, we're totally fine. Hey. We were just, like, you know me, I'm pretty cruisy, and she's exactly the same, so we're just chatting the whole time.
Two peas in a pod.
Yeah, Bray, basically, it's really, I like her, she's cute.
Now, you're saying just off air before
like, not like
the
that,
show,
but like,
right.
Because we know that you love a vegan.
Yeah.
Not. She's a reformed vegan.
Yes, so she was
so
a vegan.
She's back eating the meat again.
Yes.
Back on the
And I was so happy when I heard
potatoes.
That. I was like, oh. And then she was like, oh, but now I eat meat because it made me real sick. I was like, yeah.
She's a real hippie girl, right? So she's got a van with a mattress in the back.
I don't know, but yeah, I guess
my housemate has a van with a mattress in
the back.
She loves it.
Yeah, she does it. You know what? I sort of admire it in a way because, like, I sort of, I don't know. Once I met her and I got to know her and stuff, like, she's really cool.
Does she
But
live
when
in
someone
that
tells
van?
You they have a van and they have a mattress in the back, you're a bit cautious, a bit wary.
Does she live in it or is she just going off in it once in a while?
No, she goes away. She likes to get away on weekends. And I was like, that makes sense. And she's just really independent. And I really admire that in her.
Hey, Crevo.
Yeah.
I reckon give it 2 to 3 months. Her and Jade will be going on a road trip up to Byron Bay.
Yeah.
Sleeping
you
in
know
the van
what?
Together.
Splendor in the grass.
I would love to because I've actually never been to Byron Bay. How crazy is that? And I'm a Queenslander.
Boogie boards strapped to the roof.
And does she have
sharing
a
mattress?
Yeah, but he lives overseas.
Geez, so there's a trip. You, Benny, Alicia, and her partner, all in a van together.
Oh, geez, Benny.
Where's the bowl?
You had to take the head and some.
Of course he did. Well, it's Maddie. Have you met him?
Well, guys, I have something in my box this morning.
That's right.
131009, if you would like to guess what is inside my box.
Clue first, of course, as usual. You have to grip it. On the hard end.
Ooh, okay, here we go. I'm going to shake my box. And what are we giving away?
Oh, good one today, guys. The winner of What's in Jade's Box will walk away with a $100 TK Maxx voucher. All thanks to TK Maxx,
awesome.
Stockland, Glendale, the home of big brands at small prices. 131009, the lines are open. Playing next right now, Birds of Tokyo, kicking off your Wednesday. Good Lord, it's 21 degrees at Nobby's. Good morning. Birds of Tokyo, good Lord, 105.3 New FM, mostly sunny morning today, chance of showers and storms, the Savo tops of 33 on the coast today, 28 at the lake, and on 131009 we're playing What's in Jade's Box, on offer a $100 TK Maxx voucher.
New FM, What's in Jade's Box.
That's right. And before, of course, we gave away the first clue. It's a very simple game. All you got to figure out, all you got to do is figure out what's inside Jade's box before she rattles around. First clue, you have to grip it on the hard end. Should we give one more clue?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
All right. Second clue, you have to stir it around.
Ooh, okay. Let me give it one more shake. And let's go to Sharon. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
That's good. Plans for the weekend yet? It's already halfway through the week.
No.
None? Oh, I'm already so excited because I don't have to work this weekend. Are you working?
No, I'm hoping for a relaxed weekend.
Oh, we were just chatting off air, Sharon. Can you believe it? It's already nearly March. We just can't believe it here. It's just flying by, isn't it?
It is.
All right.
I'm sure the older you get, the quicker it goes.
No.
Well, Maddie, you're turning 30 in March.
Thanks for that. Hey, Sharon, let's do this. What do you think's in Jade's box today?
I'm pretty sure I'm wrong. I thought it was a toothbrush.
No.
Not a toothbrush.
Good guess.
Thank you, though, Sharon. Enjoy your day.
Emma, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not too shabby.
Time for another clue, Emma. You have to dip it before you stroke it. What have we slipped inside Jade's box this morning?
Is it a spatula?
No, unfortunately not.
Not a spatula. Thank you, though. Geez, hard one today. Mm. All right, another call coming through right now. New FM, who's this?
Lee.
Lee, how are you today, brother?
Yeah, good.
Good, man. What's happening in your world?
Oh, no, mate, just working. Another day of the office.
Hey, Lee, are you married?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because if you're single or if you're dating someone, I should say, this is the leap year, so girls can actually propose to guys on the 29th.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, it's a loophole where girls
are... Are you just trying to make yourself feel better because you had to propose to your husband?
I forced him.
That wasn't it. That didn't need a leap year for that one.
All right, Lee, let's do this, mate. Another clue from you,
Creepo. Of course. There's a hard end and a bushy end. What have we popped inside Jade's box?
Pretty sure it's a paintbrush.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Good on you, Lee. Yeah, congratulations.
Are you a painter?
No, I'm not. I hate painting, actually.
So do I.
Yeah, it's exciting the first few strokes, and then after a while, you just get a bit bored.
And it just gets, a bit limp and boring, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Thanks, mate. Enjoy that. It got a bit awkward there, didn't it? That's all thanks to TK Maxx, Stockland, Glendale, the home of big brands at small prices. Creevo, up next.
Next, we're talking about this politician who's been using cheesecake as currency.
I love this.
This is over in America. He's been using it for bets, to pay people. Cheesecake isn't a currency. This guy thinks it is, though. Details next.
Okay, 6:16 with the Novos. J. Matty Creevo, currently 22 degrees at Merriweather.
The Novos.
Shania Twain, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 with Jade, Matty and Creevo, currently 21 degrees in Newcastle. Tops of 28 degrees at the lake today, Creevo.
Time to talk cheesecake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. This is after this guy over in the States is a senator in Washington, has admitted to spending over $10,000 on this particular brand of cheesecake.
What a man. I love cheesecake. This guy's talking my language.
Well, the thing is, he just uses it for everything. Like, in his mind, it's better currency than the US dollar.
I agree.
People
gotta eat.
In the article, and what happened was, this interviewer thought he'd uncovered a bit of an expose or secret, but he's fully embraced it and gone, yeah, that's part of my character. This is a quote from the article. He says, "I give them as gifts. I use them for bets. You know, when someone wants to bet something, you know, for a Brooklyn versus Wisconsin thing, I bet with cheesecake."
That's awesome. I really like this.
I don't think Chuck Schumer sounds like that, Creevo.
No, it's purely acting for dramatic effect.
Do you know what, though? Don't you love it, though, when someone brings you a piece of food?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's such a thoughtful gift to me.
You're a very bribeable person with food.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Give me some free food anytime.
If you ever want anything done,
just
bring Maddie a free meal or a voucher for one. He'll take both.
He will. I like it. It's a charming quality.
It is. It's a bit like, it goes back down the line of that beer economy thing. A lot of people will do stuff for a case of beer. Maddie will do stuff for a $50 grill voucher.
Yeah, look, there's no denying it.
Embrace it like this guy. What's his name?
Chuck Schumer. The other thing that I loved about this is that he had a little sort of interview press conference going, and they brought this up. And he pulled the biggest alpha move in my eyes, because he's in this interview press conference thing, and they bring up the cheesecake, and he actually pulls one out, grabs a fork, and says, "Oh, yeah, now you're talking, baby," and scoops a piece and puts it in his mouth.
What a man.
I feel the press has thought, oh, we've got him. This is a bit of a weird thing he's into.
Yeah, no, people will love this about a poly.
No shame.
Chuck Schumer, right, he's kind of this older Jewish-looking guy.
Mm.
Very funny, though. What a boss. Literally.
Yeah, with the cheesecake
boss.
One in each hand.
How much does it say he reckons he spent in cheesecake?
About $10,000 US dollars.
That is insane,
in the last little while, just paying for these cakes.
You know what?
Bowling as well.
Smart, though. He's helping their economy. He's keeping it rolling.
Well, that's true. He's loyal to a certain brand, and he loves it. He thinks it's better than money. What a man.
I wonder if he'd accept payment in cheesecake for his job.
I doubt it.
I doubt it. Very highly doubt
it. I think
he
likes to be rich, that man.
Hey, coming up next is the news with Hamish. And after that, on 13.10.09, there's a guy that I know, right, recently divorced after many years of marriage.
Son.
And I just love the bachelor lifestyle he's employed since the marriage ended. He's got himself a little pad. He's picking up younger chicks. I mean, this guy's in his 50s.
Oh, he's living his best life.
Living his best life. 13.10.09, though, we want to know, what did you do after the divorce? The first thing you did to celebrate the end of the marriage? Because, well, I mean, you just got to celebrate it.
You like, do.
It's a thing now,
divorce,
right?
Divorce parties.
Yeah, they're massive.
They're huge.
All right, taking your calls next on UFM 627. Good morning. Maroon 5 Memories. It's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. When you wake up, currently 19 degrees at Maitland, 13.10.09 this morning. We want to know the first thing you did after the divorce. Yeah, that's right. So a guy I used to work with, right, mid-50s, he's divorced his wife. He's picked himself up a 30-year-old girlfriend and he has a bachelor pad. I just think it's so great. He's loving life.
Because was he, like, kicked out or what was
She left him.
Oh, yeah.
She left him. I felt really bad for him at first, but I love that it's taken, you know, such a short amount of time for him to bounce back.
Get back in business, if you will. Taking care of business.
What's really sad, the sad reality, though, about that whole situation, they were together since high school.
It's sad.
And, I mean, that happens
years.
A lot. It happens a lot when you're together for so long and, you know, you've never really had any other partners. You know, things happen, obviously, you know.
Obviously.
He's exploring that side of his life now.
Yeah.
He's getting down dirty.
We want to know your stories. Give us a call. Let's go to Mel. Hey, Mel.
Hi, Holly.
Yeah, doing great, Mel. Tell us, what was the first thing you did straight after the divorce?
So I was accused of cheating with a good mate of mine, which never happened. The first thing I did was went and got that revenge sex that everyone talks about.
You went and slept with the guy that you were accused of cheating with in the first place?
I did, yeah. I then went and slept with him after we split up. And then, after that, I took to my wedding dress with an axe and ripped it off, shot at it with a gun, and then set it on fire.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
Was it as good as you imagined? Like,
Yeah, it was so good.
When you were burning the dress and taking at it with an axe and firing at it with a gun, what was the feeling? Was it a sense of relief? Did you feel like just something had been lifted off you?
Yeah, it was the biggest sense of relief. So I got a mate of mine to come out and take photos of it. So it's all like in a massive photo album, and it is. You just watch through it, and it was just a sense of happiness, relief, freedom.
Wow.
Yeah, a whole new life.
Screw the wedding album. I love this. Mel, tell me, so obviously your ex-husband accused you of cheating with the guy you subsequently went and had sex with. Tell me, was there flirting before that, prior to you having sex? Because obviously, you know, you obviously didn't go knock on his door and say, hey, bedroom now.
You know, it wasn't that bad. Yeah, there was definitely some flirting and some conversations before that. But,
So ex-hubby kind of had
an inkling
to begin with.
I don't think at the time it was ever thought about. I mean, people always saw me a flirtation person, but I don't think it was ever thought about at the time, but definitely afterwards it was definitely proceeded with.
Get in there, yeah.
Now, were you happy in your marriage?
I was to start, but it was a very rough couple of years at the end.
Yeah.
It was a long time before it had actually ended.
So. And where are you at now? Have you moved on? Have you met someone new? How's your life?
I'm still on my own 3 years later, but I've got three beautiful kids and we just enjoy life with us.
No, good. Do you
good
know
on
what
you,
the
Mel.
Best
yeah.
way? Wrapping it up, Mel, I've got to ask, put it out there to the universe, who did you have better sex with, ex-hubby or the second guy?
The second guy.
Oh, yeah.
The revenge sex.
Always the best. Thanks, Mel. We're going to hook you up with a prize. Thanks for calling. What a great story.
I'm left speechless after that.
Yeah, full amazing. On. But, guys, yesterday it was all in my news feed about these baboons who were on the loose in Sydney last night.
I've seen a little bit of
it. And I was thinking, oh, the zookeepers just accidentally, you know, left something unlocked and whatever. But then I discovered that apparently one of these baboons was booked in for a vasectomy. So I think he escaped for good reason. I'll tell you more about it in a sec.
Amazing.
Okay, 6:42 with Jay, Maddie and Crevo. Happy Wednesday, Nui. Nickelback on the home of Newcastle's best music. We're playing it all summer. 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo, 6:49. And just a reminder, you can catch us this Saturday at Harvey Norman Katara Electrical and Computers at Katara Home for their Saturday one-day leap year super sale. Amazing, incredible, unbeatable deals on electrical and computers only at Newcastle's newest Harvey Norman Electrical and Computer store at Katara Home Centre.
Massive news yesterday,
really,
guys.
Really, massive news. Love this.
So there was a couple of baboons that were on the loose around Sydney, particularly
in the city.
Around the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital.
Oh, that's got to be BS.
No, deal. Legit baboons were on the loose there because apparently there's a facility there, a research facility for animals, and the poor male baboon was booked in for a vasectomy, and he was in for the snip today. Actually, it's going to happen for him. The poor bugger. And the females that were with him are there purely to keep him calm. So he got out along with his lady friends, and they were just having a squeeze around the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital. They didn't know what to do, apparently, and passerbys were in the same boat, just going, oh, there's a baboon. And they're going, oh, there's a human.
Like you've seen a squirrel in a park or something like that.
I love how they're so casual about it. I mean, baboon, human being, very different, actually.
Yeah,
well,
true.
Some look very similar.
Yeah, that's true. The way they walk and the whole bum in the air thing. My favourite, though, is from the New South Wales Police, who on Twitter said, this is not a man drill. Earlier this afternoon, a troop of baboons escaped from a facility and we're going bananas in Camperdown.
Do you know what? Potentially quite dangerous.
Yeah.
If they went crazy.
Baboons they're vicious. Very vicious creatures.
Especially if they know they're in for the snip soon. Yeah. They get extra vicious, I hear.
Do you reckon he just took the girls out for one last hurrah?
I think so.
Well, apparently
we don't have much time. Let's get some baby baboons.
No, we don't want that happening because it's incest. Like, they're from the same family. So that's why they had to give him the snip.
I don't think baboons are so fussy, Jay.
Yeah, no, well, they should be. That's wrong, baboons.
Does it matter in the animal world? I've never looked into that.
You can still get deformities from incest within packs.
I'm sure that happens, but I think it also, you know, they don't check ID and papers and stuff as much. They're not checking what your last name is, are they?
Oh, well, I think we all just need to spare a thought today for that male baboon while he gets put under and gets the snip.
He has been captured. Funny moment, though, if you were the policeman who turns up there with the big old butterfly net trying to grab that thing.
They had to get those guns. So they were
the tranquilizer guns.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I just did a live Google then on that very topic, and from my 10-second squiz of what's
incest in baboons.
No, apparently with animals, a lot of breeders, not so much baboons, but they encourage inbreeding to maintain the genetic bloodline.
Oh. That doesn't sound good, does it?
Keep it in the fam, huh?
Oh, no, never.
La familia.
Never.
Not as much as possible.
Oh, God. Well, thanks for that enlightening story. 6:53 right now. Tones and I, Dance Monkey, and your FM. It is currently 21 degrees. Too good, right? 105.3 New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Guys, I'm feeling extra sprightly today.
Yeah?
Yeah, compared to yesterday, I had a bit of a crappy day.
Yeah, you had more pep in your step today. Yesterday, you were a bit of a Debbie Downer. You got tired there. You crashed and burned about 10.
You know what I'm starting to realise, right? Yeah. So I went to bed last night at 8 p.m.
Yep.
I slept right through. It's you need proper sleep.
You
See, I've been splitting my sleeps up. I do like a 3 to 4 hour sleep when I get home in the afternoon, and then I can't get back to sleep until like 11 or 12 at night.
So did you have an afternoon nap?
Very small.
Yeah,
very small.
That's the way to go.
I actually got up off my tush and went for a walk.
That's nice.
Good stuff. That's awesome. Yeah. Where'd you go walking?
Oh, just around Hamilton. But I feel really good today because I've had like an actual solid 8 hours of sleep.
I think I need to do that. I think I've sort of been splitting a bit.
Oh, yesterday.
And I noticed it.
Yeah, I was so emotional and tired and drained yesterday. And it was literally because I only had a 4.5 hours sleep that night.
Yeah,
morning.
Not enough.
It's just not enough, is it?
No. That's why I go to bed early.
Yeah, of course. Little Miss Perfect. Does nothing.
Hey, at least you had a go and it worked. Try something new. I've got to try it, I reckon.
First world problems.
I know, right?
The time that you're going to bed.
Yeah.
I just realised, guys, I've just joined the Crevo and Jade Elderly Club over here.
Because you're turning into birthday next month.
Talking about napping.
Coming
what
up to your 30s.
You're getting old.
We'll get you a cup of tea and a bicky. Don't you worry, young
bit
Maddie.
Of an arrow.
You two still don't have the upper hand on this. You still are both older and talk about old people things.
So. Oh, just a couple of years old.
Hey, don't knock Aru biscuits. They're awesome.
Pickleball and cakes, yay.
don't knock cake.
I just feel sorry for you because you haven't discovered fun yet.
Okay.
That's what I'm taking from
this. That's what I'm looking forward to.
You'll love it. You'll love it.
Guys, I'm sort of glad I'm living down here at the moment because up in Queensland, there's this massive debate going in a suburb of Lutwyche because the Brisbane City Council has received more than 20 complaints about a car, a Ford Falcon, which has been parked in the same spot on this particular street for 4 years.
Is it unlimited parking?
Well, yeah.
No, it's law's just broken.
At the front of the house. And
nothing to see here. Move
but
along.
But it's gross. All the windows are smashed. It's rusted. It looks like it should honestly be at a wrecker's, just getting harvested for parts. It's that much of an eyesore.
It's annoying you.
It is, and I'm not even there. Like, I just think it's wrong.
All
they
right,
should be
right.
able to
You're
tow
so
it.
You're so extra when it comes to this kind of thing, though.
I know I am, yeah. Bit
very OTT.
Bit extreme. I just don't think it should be allowed. I think if a car's parked in a particular spot for more than a certain period, it should get towed away.
If they're breaking no laws, absolutely
fine. All right,
fine.
Let's save the debate. Because I feel like that's what we're doing next, is it?
Yeah.
We're chatting this?
Yeah. So, is it right or wrong for this car
to be parked for 4 years
in the same spot in a street?
All right, let us know your thoughts next on your FM right now. Wilson Phillips. Hold on. 105.3 New FM is 7:08. Good morning. Wilson Phillips. Hold on. 105.3 New FM. It's 7:12 with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. A mostly sunny morning. Chance of showers and storms. The Savo, 33 on the coast. The top today, 34 at Maitland and the Valley, Jade.
And there's a street that is in turmoil because a resident has parked their car in the same spot for 4 years. It's a Ford Falcon and it's white, but it is rusting. Like, the rust is that bad that, you know, when rust starts to dribble with the rain and the stains start streaking, this car looks like a zebra because of the rust. All the windows are smashed. It's disgusting. It's an eyesore. And the thing is, apparently there's nothing the council can do because there's obviously no parking signs there. So they'd have to actually put up a parking sign to tow away this vehicle.
So the gentleman or lady who owns it is following the letter of the law because they're not parking illegally at all.
Yeah, but
they?
The thing is, when a car gets to that sort of state, it needs to be taken to the wrecker. It's disgusting. You don't want to have people leaving their trash out on the streets because that's what
trash.
That is.
It's a vehicle. It's somebody's car.
It doesn't even work. It's trash.
How do you know?
Because
that's
look at it.
That's an old Ford. That's going to be a collector's item
someday. No, it's not. Ford is still getting produced, and I like the Holdens.
By the look of the photo, I reckon it'll sound like a Mack truck if you try to start that thing up.
It's disgusting. And the neighbours come out saying that even if you put a parking meter there, that even he'd probably pay for the parking out of spite just to keep it there.
Good for him.
No.
He's following the law. Like, and also, you're like the queen of contradiction in this situation. Because you said, when I become mayor, this is a Jade quote, when I become mayor, the one thing I'm going to do is more parking for all.
Yeah,
except for this guy who's getting the boot.
You can't leave cars parked out in the street that are not working and are basically a death trap. Like, that, there's so much rust there that a child could easily get tetanus from, you know.
George, you're full of it, Jade.
From cutting itself.
That's the least likely
thing to happen. Climbing through it thinking, oh, this looks like a fun playground tunnel.
Oh, as if.
And then the kid seriously injures itself on the broken glass.
No, well, it's interesting to note it's still registered, which is why they can't tow it. So it's obviously passing some sort of safety inspection.
Well, no.
No, there's no plates on it.
No, up in Queensland, there's no, you don't need to pass safety.
Yeah, that's right. True. There's okay. No third party.
As long as you keep paying your registration year after year, it can
issue?
Be a rust bucket.
Oh, well, good on him.
What's the
exactly
issue? Maybe he can't afford another car, Jade. We're not all Miss Money
Bags like
you.
It hasn't moved for 4 years.
Doesn't matter. Maybe he's got a broken leg.
Nah. If I had my way, I would never do it.
Claim.
But my mind just makes me want to go up there with a grinder and just take it into pieces.
God,
and
this annoys me.
Take it to the tip, by piece.
We've got a Jade sympathiser on the phone, Crevo. Phil, good morning.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Doing good, Phil, mate. You agree with Jade. What's wrong with you?
clearly. I mean, it's not passed, it's abandoned.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he keeps paying the rego on it, so he must know that it's there, right?
Well, that's a fault with the Queensland system. They shouldn't be able to have an inoperable vehicle registered.
No, so I agree with that.
It should be illegal to have it passed. It shouldn't be parked on the street if it's not roadworthy. It should be, if they want to keep it, they should have it into the property.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know what? If they change the law, Phil, that's fine. But the law as it stands, he's not doing anything wrong. Like, you're going to force him to move it just because of, you know, for taste? I don't know. I don't feel like that's off somehow.
I still feel like the whole thing's off, but absolutely, it shouldn't be there.
Hey, Phil, what would you do in this situation if you lived on the street?
I don't know. It probably wouldn't be legal.
Yeah.
What you do wouldn't be legal. Okay. You don't want to incriminate yourself.
Do you know what?
I'd have a secret neighbours meeting and come up with a plan.
Geez, I wouldn't be there for very long.
The neighbourhood watch. Do you know what, Jade? How's your marriage? I think you should dump Benny because you and Phil would get along like a house
made
on fire,
in
I reckon. Do you like leaving notes on people's cars, Phil? Are you that guy?
No.
Oh, good. No,
you just does something illegal with them and they're gone.
Well, you know what? Thanks for your call this morning, Phil, and bringing a little bit more sanity to the show.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks, man. Very good. Very good. Still got to go.
Next, though, guys, it's just written on the board here as Jackson Surprise.
I was alerted to something yesterday that you guys might find interesting by some callers.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little nervous about this.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. It'll shock you to your core, but it's nothing to be scared about.
Okay.
All can't right, wait then. For this.
Jackson's Surprise. Play next, 7:17 at New FM. Good morning. Shepherd, we're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo, 7:23. Currently 20 degrees at Singleton. Now, producer Jackson, always nerve-wracking when we have some texter on the board that says, Jackson's Surprise.
Especially when he says, this will shock you to your core, but don't worry.
And it's from listeners. Listener feedback. It's like, oh.
Right
what
at the forefront
done?
Of the calls. So I was sitting here yesterday taking some calls, and you guys play this game, What's Maddie Saying, right? So, Maddie, I'll put some audio in your folder if you just want to fire that off.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
What's Maddie
I like
saying?
That game.
Yeah,
that's,
fun.
Yeah, that's
good.
Right. We have a double pass.
So we haven't played it in a while.
We roll it out every couple of weeks.
Every couple
of
weeks.
Yeah, it's on rotation.
Yeah, so it's been about a fortnight since we played it last, but we were getting calls yesterday for people wanting to play What's Maddie Saying. So I was sort of talking to these listeners and they're like, no, we just heard it then. So as your producer, I couldn't leave it. I had to do some digging and I've come across some audio of another station that's ripped your idea.
Are you kidding?
No, no joke, Maddie. I've put it in your folder so you can play it for the guys. This is going to shock you.
Okay, here we go.
because we're going to play...
Oh! Are you kidding?
What is Otis saying?
No!
It's verbatim, basically, what you guys are doing.
That's actually kind of shocking.
Really?
I mean, is it possible it's a coincidence?
No. I'm actually speechless. No. That's insane. Oh,
fascinating.
Well. I don't know. Is that a compliment? Is that a good thing?
Yeah, they say imitation's the greatest form of flattery, isn't it?
You know, we're the underdogs here in this situation. This city, yeah. So it's quite flattering, I guess.
I'd be flattered. I did tell all the listeners, though, to stick around for you guys. They didn't want to play with the other guys.
Stick with the OG.
The OG originals.
We've been playing that since the start of the year.
It's been about a solid 2 months.
At least pick another song.
Yeah,
that's exactly the exact same ripoff.
You know, I mean, I don't, like, in radio they say sometimes, oh, there's no original ideas and people use other ideas, but you're supposed to, like, mix it up and, you know, come at it from a different angle.
It's original. Maybe he puts a dental spacer in his mouth and you have to guess what he's saying.
Let's change the song, you know? Anyway.
I'm a little bit floored by that.
So am I.
The budget those guys have versus us.
Yeah, okay. Quite different. You'd think they'd be able to pay for a new song. Anyway.
Jeez.
Cheeky.
And I love our loyal listeners tipping
us
off.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Thanks, guys. And thank you for, like, you know, only wanting to play what's Maddie saying and sticking with us.
We're ditching it now.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Well, you know, if someone else wants it that badly, we'll come up with something.
What's Maddie saying? Dead, guys. Dead.
Yeah, we're pretty creative. We'll come up with something else.
Yeah.
Coming up next, though, age, sex, location.
That's right. So, if you are a 39-year-old male from the Lake Macquarie Council area, give us a call, 131009. You've got a 1 in 30 chance of winning $1,000 instantly. Once again, 39-year-old male from the Lake Macquarie Council area.
Okay, doing it after the news next, 7:27 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
We all love a hot pie on this show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very Australian thing.
Nothing like a good hot pie, eh, Maddie?
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi. And you can't be the 4 and 20 pies, but they've come out yesterday launching a new meat-free plant-based pie.
Give it a go.
Yeah, give it a go.
It's coming.
I mean, a pie is so filled with gravy and like, spices, I feel like you might not even know.
Well, I don't know. They're saying that apparently the plant-based filling is, you're not going to be able to tell that that's what it is. It will taste exactly like meat. But I don't know if I'm convinced.
Because I actually recently watched this YouTube video over in the UK where this guy goes around and tries, you know, like all the big fast food chains are bringing out their vegan, vegetarian, this and that.
Options. Which is good variety.
He went around and tried them all. He said the pie, when he tried a pie, he couldn't tell the difference.
Oh, well,
that was the one that he couldn't.
I beg to differ. You can't beat a nice meat pie.
Yeah, I believe
vegan hater Jade, she's back.
Strikes again.
Look, you can like what you like, but meat is the greatest.
That it is.
People are allowed choices, Jade.
Yeah, they can have their choice.
There are ethical reasons behind this.
They're making the wrong one. Yeah, you eat in meat in moderation like anything. I don't like people who, you know, waste
people
meat.
People are allowed a choice, Jade. Like, if you're into the whole climate change and, you know, a lot of the reasonings behind why vegans decide to go plant-based only.
Things are changing, though. Like, over in,
it's not as black and white.
Go back to the England example. Greg's, this is like a big chain over there.
Yeah.
They have this thing called the vegetarian pasty. It's now their number one selling item.
Hey, you know me, I'll buy vegetarian things occasionally.
Just don't try and dress it up as meat, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It says meat-free pie.
It's got meat in the name and it's upsetting, Jade. Can we move on?
Okay, age, sex, location, playing next. We are looking for Crevo.
39-year-old male from the Lake Macquarie Council area, if that's you. Call the show.
If that's your ASL, the lines are open, 131009. Taking your calls right now. Give us your lucky number. Spin the cash balls. Doing it next after One Republic. Something I need. Good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
$1,000 instantly on offer. All you need to do is to be 39 male and from the Lake Macquarie area. For this morning, we have Stephen.
Hello, Stephen.
Good morning, Jade. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. What are your plans for the day?
I'm off to work. I'm just doing the school kid drop-off and daycare drop-off before I go to work. So,
And for lunch, are you having a meat pie?
No. I'll try and do something slightly healthier.
Yes, oh, you're a good lad. But
Maybe the plant-based one, right?
Yeah, maybe there's the option for that now. What do you think of it?
I haven't tried it, but yeah, sounds interesting.
Okay.
How many kids have you got, Stephen?
I've got three.
Three kiddies. Sweet. What are the ages?
6, 5, and 3-year-old.
Oh, geez, they must keep you busy.
They do. It's a challenge.
Oh, well, let's hope we can win you $1,000 right now, Stephen. What's your lucky ball?
I'll go with 27, my birthday.
Number 27. That's my birthday as well, actually. Well, that's my lucky
fingers
number.
Fingers crossed.
Spin those cash balls, Jade. Look at the 27.
Right, roll those balls around. Roll them around
the
real good.
You're so obsessed with doing that, aren't you, Jade?
Yeah, I just love watching the balls
jump
around.
Okay, here we go.
The page.
It's coming down the line.
Here it comes.
Here we go.
All right. Stephen. You told us that 27 was your lucky number because it's your date of birth.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday day. Sadly, number 20 came out.
Oh, well, yeah.
Sorry, Stephen.
Better luck next time, man.
Enjoy your day, mate. Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. Doing a round of Love It or Loathe It next. Get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. A new FM. Good morning.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Yep, it's time to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics today. Taking pets into restaurants.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
I think love it, but I've never done it because I feel like it'd be a bit of an annoyance.
Including cat bays in this as well.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. Well, you guys know that I have a pram and I will put the dogs in it and take them out to the odd cafe and stuff like that. I really enjoy it.
I like the idea of it. I mean, if Molly, when she's a bit older, might be a bit more chilled out.
Molly's super hyper, your dog.
She's pretty hyper. So
one of the most hyper dogs I've ever met.
Especially if she hasn't been for a daily run. After that, probably fine.
Mm.
Like, she's pretty chill after that. But if she hasn't been for that run yet, very intense.
The reason I bring this up, we're going over to Perth now. So a cafe has been blasted for forcing a woman with an assistance dog to sit outside on a hot day.
Oh, nah.
That's terrible.
The owner says she has a perfectly good reason to ban the animal. She said forcing her to let the dog inside is like making a Muslim eat bacon. So she basically, her excuse was that the hair from the dog will get into people's mouths.
No, you can't do
that's
that.
That's not the same at all. What?
Leslie Frost, look at her. She looks like your sweet little grandma. She suffers from epilepsy and diabetes, and she claims that she and her Shih Tzu, Lexi, were ordered to sit outside on a 39-degree day.
That's awful. Like, just let the poor lady in with her assistance dog.
Yeah,
I don't even know if that's legal.
I wouldn't even stay there. I'd get a refund and I'd go somewhere else.
Look at them.
The poor little dog
as
well.
And she even has the little rescue assistance vest on and it's
service dog.
That's terrible.
Ask to pet.
See, that's...
people are pigs, aren't they?
That's awful. Like, if there's a couple of ears floating around, just sweep them up afterwards.
You know what? I'll literally get up and just leave the restaurant.
That's
and
what she
write
should have
so
done.
Many bad reviews. Because look at that poor old lady. She's just going out for a coffee. It's a big deal when you're suffering from these conditions to actually go out and make these things happen.
That's
simple
right.
tasks to us
are harder.
Much harder.
Mm.
Pieces of shit. That's so sad. Bad.
Yeah,
that's
it is. Sad. Hey, you got to say what you feel sometimes.
Oh, well, do you know what? The cafe has shut down its Facebook page now because it was getting so much hate.
Good. And so it should actually, I think it's the family hotel here is pet friendly it all is. The time. So yeah, you can take your pets in there whenever.
If you came for like a cheeky beer and want to take your pet, even better.
Mm-hmm. Happy days. No one's caring about a dog hair in your beer, are they?
Not anymore. I actually read this article. Apparently pets are more spoilt than kids now.
That, I believe. Mm-hmm. Especially for you.
Yep. No, it's a thing. It's true.
Guys, very exciting. The Weather Whiz Kid is coming into the studio next to read the weather live on air, Jade. Who have we got today?
We've got Max from Macquarie College. He's just walked in. He's sitting on the couch there with his dad, Roger, giving him a wave.
Hey.
And he looks very excited. So I can't wait to get him in here and read the weather out.
Brilliant. Oh,
very good. Doing it next to New FM. And of course, if you'd like to nominate your child to be the next New FM Weather Whiz Kid, newfm.com.au.
Kids World Playland Green Hills. It's the best in town. Huge playground, slides and jumping around. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
A mostly fine morning, but a median chance of rain this afternoon, and a possible thunderstorm with strong winds. An accepted top temperature of 33 in the city, 34 degrees inland, and 28 around the lake. A bit cooler tomorrow, and a top of 26, and mostly fine and sunny day on Friday. The Novos when you wake up, Kay, Tim and Marty for the drive home, and Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, yay!
Yay! Good job, Max. It's Max from Macquarie College. You're in year two. How was that reading the weather live?
Good.
It was good? You had fun?
Yeah.
Yeah? How long have you wanted to be a Weather Whiz Kid for?
Not quite long because I've heard it a lot and I kind of want to go on it.
Yep.
Oh, well, you did such a good job, Max. I think you'll take us out of the job. Maybe, Dad, if you let him, maybe he'll be a radio host one day, huh? well, thank you for coming in, Max. Do you want to say hello to your teacher and friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your teacher's name?
Miss Schultz.
Oh, hey, Miss Schultz. And do you have any friends that are listening that you want to say hello to?
I'm not sure who else.
Oh, that's all right.
Just everyone at Macquarie
the
College?
The whole of 2S.
Oh, that's pretty hard to remember.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
I've got like 51 between the two classes because we work together in a whole class and there's 52 people.
Oh, wow. And I see you're in your sports uniform today as well. So what are you learning at the moment for sport? Are you playing cricket?
Tennis.
Tennis?
Ooh,
are you enjoying
it?
Yeah?
Well, Max, guess what? Just for coming and being our Weather Whiz Kid today, we are going to give you a fantastic big birthday present, and that is a massive party at Kids World Playland Green Hills. It's the best in town, huge playground, slides and jumping around, so you can take all your friends and have a great day. When's your birthday?
2nd of October.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You don't have to use it on your birthday.
You can go earlier. But they've got ball pits and cannons.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just be jumping around all day. Be the blast.
Oh, give him another round of applause. Nice,
everyone.
Yay.
Nailed it.
All right, guys. Coming up next on the show, Jade, right or wrong on the way, because article online yesterday talking about people who are saying they love to sniff their dog's paws.
Yes, and you know, there are precisely two types of dog owners. Ones who admit they've sniffed their dog's feet and liars. Do you have a dog, Max?
No.
No?
Would you sniff their paws?
Oh, no.
How
really?
Disgusting.
Well, you know what, Max? I sniff my dog's paws and I think it smells like heaven. Their feet smell like Doritos chips.
Oh, yum. Isn't that disgusting? For 13, 10 and 9, taking your calls next, right or wrong, sniffing dog's paws. I don't know what we've gotten ourselves into.
No, I think a lot of people will be on board.
Yeah, all right, let's see. Right now, Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away. We're live across Newcastle for your Wednesday morning. Tops of 29 degrees at the lake today, 33 at the coast, 34 at Maitland. Good morning. Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away. You're in the home of Newcastle's best music. We're playing it all summer, 105.3 New FM with the Novo. It's up to 33 degrees on the coast today. Storm's about the Savo, guys.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yes. I like a storm. Love
me
a good storm.
Too, actually.
It is best, you know, isn't especially on the couch, in your on pillow, blanket,
lightning
snuggling.
Striking around you.
Yeah. It's relaxing. But you know what else is really relaxing?
What's that?
Sniffing my dog's paws.
I think this is pure filth.
No, 131009, if you think this is right or wrong.
Guess what? No one's calling
no
Jade.
One's called.
No,
it's awful.
No, it's not.
They're
people
all put
do.
Off.
Please, if you've sniffed your dog's paws.
No one's doing that.
Yes, they are. If you like sniffing your dog's paws, please back me up because the guys don't believe me that it's a thing.
Can I just rewind
131009.
When the Weather Whiz kid was just in here, Max, this is what he had to say about
do
it.
Do you have a dog, Max?
No.
No?
Would you sniff their paws?
Oh, no.
How
really?
Disgusting.
Well, you know what, Max? I sniff my dog's paws and I think it smells like heaven. Yeah, I got judged by an 8-year-old. And you know, that's okay. You know, I'm owner. He hasn't got a pet, so he doesn't know the delicious smell.
Oh, no, hang on, Jade. You say that like all pet owners do it. I have a dog. Never even had the urge.
Oh,
ew,
yeah,
where does the dog walk? You know, why are you giving that a sniff?
Now, when you go home today, sniff them.
Yeah.
Because it smells like popcorn and corn trips, like Doritos.
Ew.
And, you know, you always look at dogs and they're chewing their feet. And now I understand why, because they smell like a very enjoyable snack. So it's very confusing for them.
I agree with you, Jade.
What?
I sniff my dog's paws all the time. I even kiss them. I love them. They're so cute.
They smell.
This is the grossest thing I've ever heard,
I think. Just want to nibble them yourself.
Oh, we've got calls. We've
stop
got calls.
Eating your dog's face.
No.
EJ, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah,
hey.
I thought I was the only one.
No, EJ, you're not alone. It is a thing. And these guys are judging me hard right now, but I'm guessing you sniff your dog's feet.
Yeah, I do. I think it's really sweet. It always just smells like grass, and it's really cute. I think it's a really cute bonding thing, and I don't think it's gross at all.
Yeah, it's soothing, isn't it? It's
it is.
Soothing.
It is.
EJ,
yeah.
you're off chops. What are you talking about?
You're missing out. I don't know what to tell you.
How often do you sniff them, out of curiosity?
How often?
Yeah, I'm at least once a day. Like, if I'm snuggling my chihuahuas on the couch and their little paws
come
are there,
in, give me your feet.
I'll have a little sniff.
No, that's what I do. When he's on, I have a greyhound, so he's got really long legs and they're usually kind of like all over me. And yeah, it's a thing.
Oh, I'm jealous. Your dog's paws are bigger than mine. We get more of a fix.
More to sniff.
Hey, EJ, question. Do your dog's paws smell like the how Jade described hers? Like Doritos and popcorn?
Yeah, I'll disagree with that. Mine smell more like just like fresh cut grass, but I think that's still a nice smell, Doritos. So
fresh
I
cut
don't know
grass
what's wrong with that.
And turds.
Yeah. Yum.
delicious.
Thanks for calling.
Love you, AJ.
Brad,
how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, Frank.
Yeah, that's the way. You sniffing your dog's feet or is Jade cooked?
Cooked.
No.
Thanks, a bit of sanity to the show. Do you have a dog, Brad?
Yeah, I got two. Oh, well, my mum's dog is Elizabeth at the moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do you reckon you would sniff Davey's feet, Madison?
No.
Good. Yucky. Fuck.
Yeah.
How old?
Seven.
Judged by an 8-year-old and a 7-year-old.
No, Madison was into it. Madison said she would sniff it. Maybe it's a girl thing.
Good.
Yucky.
My three-year-old disagreed. He wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Happy days.
Thank God. We've got the votes back on track.
Thanks for your call, Brad. Right. Appreciate it, mate. Katie, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Dale.
I've got to say, this is blowing my mind because my neighbour, as a kid, used to say, no, my dog's paws, it smells like popcorn. And she'd force me to do it, and I'm like, I can't smell it. And this is so weird that now that you're saying it, it's really tripping me out. Like, I can't believe it's a thing.
No, it is a thing. And you know what? I've actually got science on my side. So the whole corn chip odour, right?
Facts.
Katie, get this. This is from a veterinarian. He did a study on this. And the whole popcorn corn chip scent is a byproduct, a bioduct of yeast and bacteria. So it sounds gross.
And it is.
No, but it makes this delicious smell. I love it.
No, it's super weird. I'm sorry, Dave. It's yuck.
If you want to jam some yeast and bacteria up your nose, go for it. Not for me.
No, it's great. It's a great smell. And it's perfect. It's a perfectly normal smell, they say, as well.
Jade and Jackson kiss their dogs
on the feet.
Oh, no, no, guys.
I do.
The yeast, guys. Yeah,
you get the yeast. Let me just suck on your little paw there.
Get your yeast all over your lips. Oh.
Don't you ever wonder, Jade, like when you're kissing your dog's paws, putting them in your mouth, that they may have, you know, walked in the old. Did the old number two in the background? Did the old backup?
No, I don't. Well, it's obviously adding to the delicious scent, so I'm okay with it. Ew. And I'm not alone, guys. EJ called, and Jackson's on my side too.
I'll back you on this one.
Thank you. It's delicious. How often do you smell Henry's feet?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. It's the best.
Give it a go, honestly. If anyone's listening right now and they think we're crazy, until you've sniffed your dog's feet,
right.
You have no idea what you're missing out on. It's soothing.
Okay.
We're gonna have a close relationship there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Come here, give me your feet.
I'll sniff your dog Molly's feet, Jack, Crevo, when I see you next, and I'll tell you how good it is for you.
Producer Jackson up next. What's the goss? What is on the way, my friends?
Jada Pinkett Smith has responded to Snoop Dogg finally on that Red Round Table talk. I'll play some audio from that when he bashed Gayle King and also to the Kobe Bryant Memorial.
Oh, yeah.
Some details from there.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. 8:16, doing that next. New FM, good morning.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos. The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos. What's the goss?
Here he is, producer Jackson. What's the goss, mate?
Oh, yeah, you might remember that Snoop Dogg did that really aggressive Instagram video coming at Gayle King requesting Kobe Bryant's friend. Yeah,
yep.
So anyway, he's appearing on Jada Pinkett Smith's Facebook TV show, The Round Table Talk. Are you guys familiar with this?
Yeah.
So basically like 1 hour episodes. So it comes out Wednesday, but we've been given a bit of a sneak peek of Jada confronting Snoop Dogg. Here's what she had to say.
When you first came out and you said what you said, I felt like not only were you talking to Gayle, but you were talking to me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, Snoop has now taken his power flow away from me, away from Willow, away from my mother, right? I was like, oh. If this is what's happening, I was like, not Snoop.
Very interesting to watch. I'm excited for it. I don't normally watch Jada Pinkett Smith, but I just want to note, it's interesting how the Smiths always make it about themselves.
Always, without doubt.
They're very, like, they're trying, like, build their brand, I think. That's part of what their strategy is.
Yeah.
So bring stories to, you know, that are already big in the media and then make it about them.
Smart, really.
Yeah.
I think it's a little upside sometimes, though.
I think it's smart marketing. Yeah. We're talking about it, aren't we?
We are talking about it, but, you know, I'm going to watch it, so it'll be interesting. Wednesday night, tonight.
Yeah. Nice. Get around that.
Speaking about Kobe Bryant, his memorial went down at the Staples Centers yesterday.
It was so sad.
Very, very sad. This was the first time that his wife, Vanessa, had spoken publicly. Here's a bit of that.
God knew they couldn't be on this earth without each other. He had to bring them home to heaven together and take care of our Gigi. And I got Nani, Bibi, and Coco. We're still the best team. We love and miss you, Boo Boo and Gigi.
Doesn't that just really hurt your heart?
Oh,
my
awful.
Gosh. Really big event. Sweet stuff. So they're going to donate all the funds that went to it because it was publicly, like, paid. You had to buy tickets to go to the Sports Foundation, which Gigi, his daughter, who passed away in the helicopter crash, actually played for. Beyonce performed. She did a rendition of Halo. Also Alicia Keys, Christina Aguilera. And it was kind of, at the end of the night, news broke that there's now a wrongful death lawsuit against the helicopter company being filed by Vanessa. So that sort of put a mood through the building. But, very sad stuff.
Did you hear the story about the final text that Kobe sent from the helicopter before it crashed? And he was trying to actually set up an opportunity for a young up-and-coming basketballer, a young girl. So he was like, you know, we've got to find this scholarship for her. So it was really sad. And, you know, everyone's saying, what a great guy.
Yeah,
right up until his last moments, he was trying to make someone else's life better.
Yeah.
Wow, it's very sad. Well, thank you, Jackson.
Thanks for that.
It's 8:25 with the Novos. Go on to the news next. And don't forget, age, sex, location. Playing that again before 9 o'clock. Good morning, Newcastle.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
You
ever
have
it?
3, 2, 1.
So, you guys know about Warren Buffett, third richest man in the world.
Yeah. No, I've never heard about this guy.
So he's
Warren
this,
Buffett.
Yeah, he's this old guy over in the States who is basically like the oracle of the share market.
Right, okay.
So he basically, he's worth about $86 to $90 billion.
Oh!
And he makes all his money, like I said, through doing shares. But obviously, his main thing is he only invests in companies he fully understands.
Oh, okay. Well, smart.
Smart. Yeah, anyway, just yesterday, massive news because he's finally traded in his old Nokia flip phone for a smartphone.
Wow.
And it's like old school Nokia flip phone, like at least 20 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
How old is this guy?
He's in his 80s, I think.
Yeah, close so to.
He's getting close there.
Good
he's
on him.
Older dude, but you know.
He almost has like, if he's in his 80s and you see he has around 86 million, he's almost had, he's almost earned $1 million for every year he's been alive.
Try
or
a billion,
more than that.
Jade.
$1 billion, sorry.
Yeah, anyway, he's a pretty weird, like, interesting guy. He's lived in the same, like, pretty basic house since the late 50s, and his diet. He eats like he's about 6 years old. So in for breakfast, it's potato chips and a can of Coke. Or he says if he's feeling cheeky, he'll have a bowl of ice cream.
Wow.
And he said, when he was asked, like, why do you eat such high-calorie diet? He goes, well, I noticed that six-year-olds don't die very much, so I thought I'd eat the same diet as them.
What an interesting fellow.
He really is. He's
like
amazing.
Him.
Oh, I mean, the stress of never having to worry, you know,
about money.
Yeah, that probably helps.
Must be so hard for him.
Yeah. Anyway, like, he's an amazing guy. Like, he got rejected from Harvard Business School.
Good for him, though.
And he's just made heaps and heaps of cash.
Says he made $53,000 by the time he was 16.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's an amazing dude, but doesn't like new technology, so...
I probably have a dollar in my bank account at 16.
Yeah. We're lucky to push that now.
I know.
Yeah, I know, so I'll live paycheck to paycheck.
Guys, coming up next on the show, a mum got in touch with us on the New FM Facebook page, and she's had some problems with bullying. Her kids have struggled for many years, and I think this is really nice because she just wanted to put the word out there as a mum and tell her story. So we're going to chat to Kathy next about bullying at schools, bullying of children. Obviously, it's been in the news the last couple of weeks with the whole Caden Bales thing. So we're going to chat to her next, straight after Budapest, George Ezra, 105.3 New FM, 8:37, currently 21 at Mayfield. Good morning. George Ezra, Budapest. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. For your Wednesday morning, it's 8:40. Crevo, Jade, we received a message on Facebook the other day from Kathy, who's a listener of ours. And I think this is extremely admirable of Kathy because she has some kids, they suffer from bullying at school. And you know what? As a kid that was bullied at school as well, it's a horrible thing to have to deal with. And parents struggle so much with, you know, what to do, how to comfort their kids. And here's a mum just wanting to get the word out. So I thought, you know what, let's chat to Kathy and just give her a platform. Kathy, good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, we're doing good. Now, we did receive your message on Facebook, so thank you for getting in touch with us. But I know you and hubby have been struggling at home, obviously, with your kids being bullied at school. Tell us a bit about your kids. How many do you have and what are their names?
I have three beautiful kids. So I have 16-year-olds that are twins, Amber and Jamelia. And then we have a 12, nearly 13-year-old son, Flynn. They are my life.
Yeah.
I do absolutely anything for them.
Of course.
But unfortunately, two of them, Amber, who is actually hearing impaired.
Yeah.
And Flynn, who he's just absolutely wonderful. He follows his dad around and does absolutely anything and everything. And both of them have actually been quite severely bullied at school. So,
and how has that affected you as a mum and as a parent?
It's been a very hard ride. for myself, especially my husband, it's been hard on as well, but for me with my daughter, it's hard because she does come up to me, and as a mum, I try and protect my kids and I do the world for my kids. But hearing...
You're almost powerless in a way because, you know, you just, you want to, like you said, I could imagine wanting to protect your kid and you just want to go and tell the bullies off yourself and you can't do that. And, you know, you're picking up the phone, you're calling the school and you're just sort of going round in circles, I guess, in a way, hoping that something gets done.
Or something changes.
Well, you try your hardest. Unfortunately, I have done it myself and I have said stuff to bullies.
Do you think that makes it better or worse?
It makes you feel better, but in the end, it doesn't make it any better for them.
Yeah, okay, yep.
I've got to admit, though, the school that it's happened at, the schools have been absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
They've supported us, and all that. It's just been really hard, like, my 15-year-old, hearing impairment.
Yeah, Kathy, tell me, now, in the message that you sent through, this really struck me because it's actually quite mean. Obviously, as you're saying, Amber, she's hearing impaired. Can you tell us what some people have been doing to her at school?
When she first got diagnosed with her hearing impairment, we didn't pick it up until she was in kindergarten.
She's wearing a hearing aid, yeah?
Yes, she does wear hearing aids. She is not afraid to actually wear them. She actually shaves her hair because she likes them that much and she likes people to see them. Mm. But when it first started at school, she actually had rotten fruit put in her school bag.
Oh, jeez.
She'd had one of the bullies were quite nasty and screamed extremely loudly in her hearing aids twice. And
God.
On both occasions, she had a ruptured eardrum from it. had her school bag thrown on the roof of the school.
There's no need for any of this. And look, this is a message that's so important. There's no place for bullying anywhere. It's not cool. It's not something to, you know, look up to or anything. And they just, bullies just need to stop it because it's so hurtful.
It is. And it's, yeah, I understand it hurts the kids as well. But it's, from a mum's point of view, it's heartbreaking. Like, it's heartbreaking because you've got your kids that you want to send off to school every morning all happy and want to go and they don't want to go. Like last year, my son was in year six and he was getting severely bullied in year six. And for the first time since kindergarten, he even went to kindergarten, walked into the school, said bye, mum and everything. And then in year six, for the first time ever, he was at the front of the school in tears. With me not wanting to walk into the school after being called fat. He'd been called Big Matt. he actually had hurt his hand, I think it was, and he was home for a week. And girls at the school actually saying that he's not at school for the fact that he's just sitting at home on the lounge eating pizza and KFC every day.
And I see here as well... PE is really hard when you're in year seven. You know, I was a chubby kid when I was in year seven. I was super,
cut
up and ashamed.
That's right. Young people are changing. But your body's changing.
The bullying, absolutely. Now, you've written here in your message, Kathy, that he's now coming home weighing himself. I mean, this is a message for parents, kids, all you people out there that are listening. If you know that your child is bullying other people, you really seriously need to sit them down and talk to them because these These types of comments and this level of bullying when you're young has serious long-term effects on young people's mental health, their mindset, and their desire to want to integrate into society. It can cause big problems.
And even if you, like, say you're not sure, or you maybe you don't think your child's bullying or whatever,
have a conversation.
Have a chat with them anyway, because maybe, like, even if that, if you tell your kid and they're not bullying, but they might have the chance to talk to someone else who is and go, hey, that's not the right thing to do.
Well, stand up for what's right. That's a lot of kids are scared that if they stand up and do the right thing that they'll get bullied.
Well, that's what's happened. Like my little man, who's in year 7 now, he plays football. He's a very athletic boy, and he's not home. He's out riding his bike every afternoon. He's only just now, a couple of weeks ago, got his first ever PlayStation because he was never interested in sitting down playing PlayStation.
Yeah. Well, do you know what, Kathy? I've just got to say thank you for joining us and having a chat to us. We do have a little surprise that we'd like to give you guys because you sound like a great family.
Thank you.
First of all, we want to send you and the whole fam to the Newcastle show. So you've got a family pass to that, the show March 6th to the 8th at Newcastle Showground. We also would like to give you guys a $100 TK Maxx voucher to go and spend there. Thank you to TK Maxx for that. You can, you know, buy some clothes or just something for the house. We also are going to give you a fantastic Cinema Under the Stars hamper pack. So that's full of goodies for you and the fam. You can have a binge night, you know, sit in front of the TV, go down to Cinema Under the Stars and enjoy, you know, a nice treat together. So I know it's just a small
token,
but we're happy to help, and we're just happy that you have come out and
put the message out there, because it's so important for young people to hear that.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you for joining us, Kathy, and thank you for listening to the show. And a big shout out to TK Maxx as well. TK Maxx, Stockland, Glendale.
I think he's enough, TK Maxx. And thank you. My kids will enjoy going to the show, especially for the hamper pack. I'll enjoy doing that and going to watch the movies and.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
We just hope that you can spend some time as a family together, and you know, we're happy to help. Thank you so much, Kathy. We enjoy it. Thank you.
Cheers.
Oh, that's sweet, isn't it? Good family out of East Maitland there.
Exactly, and a good message, you know, for parents and kids as well.
Yep, 100%. Age, sex, location. Up next, though, changing gears right now. We have $1,000 on offer. We have a 1 in 30 chance to score yourself $1,000 cash. We're looking for this time
a 32-year-old female from the Port Stephens Council area. So if that's you, 13 10 09.
Or call your mate.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good. Playing next, 8:50 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
3 minutes to 9, 105 commercial free. Kicking off next with Jackson. And don't forget, New FM will be broadcasting this Saturday at Harvey Norman Katara Electrical and Computers at Katara Home for their Saturday one-day leap year super sale. Get amazing, incredible, unbeatable deals on electrical and computers. Only at Newcastle's newest Harvey Norman Electrical and Computer Store at Katara Home Centre. Right now, it is time for age, sex, location.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location. Where are you now
that I need you? It's the simplest way to win money in this city. All you need to do is listen out for your ASL. Today, 32 female Port Stephens is what we're going for. And we have
Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi, how you going?
Really good, thank you. So what are your plans for today?
Work. I'm actually sitting in the car park right now.
Oh, wow.
Do you start at 9, Sandy?
I do start at 9.
Oh, good. Two minutes. You know what? Just turn around. If you win this money, screw your boss, screw work. You've made a week's wage already. Happy
days.
Go home. Yeah, it sounds like a plan.
Would you do that? What would you do? Could you go to the beach afterwards?
Down the pub?
Probably go and get my nails done.
Yes,
nice. Good. Treat myself to a girly day.
Yeah, good. Treat yourself.
You deserve it.
I always think this money, if people win it, you need to go and be selfish with it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I wouldn't tell anyone.
Yeah, good.
Wait until they question me in the afternoon.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, because they'd be asking for things they found out.
And they're girls. They'd want to come. No, sorry.
No.
Well, Sandy, what's your lucky number?
My lucky number is number 7.
Is that what you want to choose for your ball?
No, I want to choose my birthday.
Okay, what's that?
25.
Okay.
25. Okay, here we go. Spin the balls, Jade.
Here we go. 25. Oh, it popped out and flew at me this morning, this ball.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Spewing if it's 7.
Number 25. Why did you pick that number? Just because it's your birthday?
Well, I didn't want to favour any particular number because that happens to be the same day one of my daughters is born.
Oh, okay. Have you won any dosh with the number 25 before?
I don't win any dosh any which way.
Oh, Jade, give us the news.
Well, you haven't won any today either, I'm sorry.
Sorry,
ball
Cindy.
Number 1 came out. Do you know this one's been one of the key ones that's been popping out each week?
Well, there you go. People will start being strategic now.
Yeah. There's no need to, though. It's literally random. So.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Sandy. Enjoy your day. Sorry you can't go home now. You have to go into
sorry,
work.
Sandy.
Go back to work.
All thanks to Carter Select Cars. Sell your car with Carter Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. Jade, I know you're excited.
I know,
I've
got to
get the credit out.
We're going to Ken's Kebabs at Jesmond today with Ben, our snack pack hero. He's judging his second snack pack for the week. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes there today.
That's right. And if you're wanting to see how it all unfolds, of course we Facebook live stream it. So you can come along for the ride around lunchtime. Keep an eye out for that notification popping up on your phone.
Very good. Producer Jackson, 105 commercial free. What's on the way, my friend?
Maroon 5. I love their music, but I think Adam Levine's a loser.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I think he's pretty cool.
Do you think he's the sexiest man alive, honestly? He's been voted at like 10 times.
I don't think he's the sexiest man alive.
He doesn't either. He's what do you reckon? To live with.
You know what? I'm going to say no because I need to Google what he looks like to answer that properly.
He's quite fit.
Jade,
well, I'm
you're telling me you don't know what Adam Levine from Maroon 5 looks like?
No, because I'm not a hardcore fan.
I do love this song, though.
It is good.
It's a good
it
vibe. Good.
What
it's
else?
A good
man?
Vibe. He doesn't eat sugary shit. No Doubt.
Oh, he's a classic.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Gwen's still looking great.
Oh, mate, her on The Voice. Amazing.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah,
she's looking sexy still.
Max may want to Google that, hearing that.
Confusing, though, because she's, like, married to Blake Shelton. Is that correct?
No, did they get married after all that?
They're married.
Oh, wow.
And they're on The Voice. They were on The Voice together, which was strange.
She's 50 now.
Odd pairing. Why did she turn her chair for Blake Shelton? Jesus. Selena Gomez, Charlie Puth as well. Do you know these two dated as well?
Really?
Crazy.
Charlie Puth is really cute.
More believable than Camila Cabello and Shawn
Mendes. It's 105 commercial free kicking off next. We'll be back tomorrow, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.